This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday that he has 52 Iranian targets picked out and would hit Iran very fast and hard should Tehran attack American targets or interests overseas. There were a series of explosions in Baghdad Saturday, but no one was injured. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Thousands of mourners marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and the Iraqi militant leaders killed in a U.S. airstrike Friday. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation for the death of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of the elite Quds force. President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S. made a big mistake, the consequences of which will be seen for years to come. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's been telling allies in the region, including Iraq's president, that the U.S. remains committed to de-escalation. But a series of rockets fell inside Baghdad's Green Zone Saturday night, where the U.S. embassy is located. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump's threats came as protests took place across the United States against any kind of war with Iran. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
At the D.C. demonstration in front of Trump Hotel, Jane Fonda spoke. Organizers say there were protests in 30 cities, including New York's Times Square, where Eric Rossi voiced his concerns about escalating tensions.
Murder and assassination cannot lead to any good consequences.
Susan Schnell is president of Veterans for Peace, NYC.
We've seen the death and destruction of war, and we say no more war.
President Trump has said we took action to stop a war, not start one. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Cooler weather has come into New South Wales, but hundreds of fires continue to burn in the Australian state and nearby Victoria. The Australian Bureau of Meteorology was predicting temperatures around 25 degrees Celsius along the coast, with warmer highs inland. Temperatures soared above 43 degrees Celsius in Canberra and more than 48 degrees in the Sydney suburbs on Saturday. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Sunday that even with milder weather, his citizens need to remember that fighting the fires will take a while.
The better conditions today obviously will assist, but it's important to stress, as I've been advised, that the nature of those fires is still very strong and it will take some time.
The deadly wildfires, which have been raging since September, have killed at least 24 people, burned about 5 million hectares of land, and destroyed more than 1,500 homes. 14 people were killed and 9 people wounded in a bombing attack on a bus bringing children back from a school break in northern Burkina Faso Saturday. While it was not immediately clear who was responsible for the blast, it occurred in Souru province near the border with Mali. Islamist groups with links to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have increased attacks in the area over the past 2 years, despite international efforts to stamp them out. Attacks in the past year have killed hundreds and forced nearly 1 million people from their homes. Chad ended a months-long mission fighting Boko Haram in neighboring Nigeria and withdrew its 1,200-strong force across the common border Saturday. The Chadian troops, brought out in pickup trucks and tank transporters, crossed the bridge back to their home capital of N'Djamena by way of the Cameroon border town of Kusere. Boko Haram began the insurrection in Nigeria a decade ago, leading to at least 35,000 deaths, with violence spilling over into Chad, Niger, and Cameroon. China has replaced Wang Zemin, the head of its Hong Kong liaison office, the most senior mainland political official based in the Chinese-controlled territory. His removal follows more than 6 months of often violent anti-government protests in the city. China's Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security said on its website that Wang, who had held the post since 2017, had been replaced by 65-year-old Luo Huining, who until November was the head of the Chinese Communist Party in the northern province of Shanxi. Protests that began in June over an extradition law to mainland China have spread into demands for more freedoms. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.